Amen. Aleluya, el Señor es bueno.
Aleluya, God is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Alabado sea Dios.
Glory to God.
Yo quiero hablar esta tarde, esta noche.
Tonight I want to talk about
de lo más poderoso.
Of the most powerful thing.
Lo que transforma nuestras vidas.
What transform our lives.
Sin esto no vamos a tener éxito.
Without this we can have a success. We can be success.
Moisés dijo.
Moses said.
En el capítulo 33 verso 15.
In the chapter 33 verse 15.
Si tu presencia no va conmigo.
If your presence is not going with me.
No me saques de aquí.
Please don't take me out of this place.
¿Cuántos pueden decir así esta noche?
How many of you want to say the same tonight?
Si tu presencia.
If your presence.
No está conmigo.
Is not with me.
Tu presencia no está aquí.
If your presence is not here.
No nos saque de aquí.
Please God don't take us away from here.
¿Sabe que a veces nosotros queremos muchas cosas?
You know, sometimes we want a lot of things.
Queremos estudiar.
We want to study.
Queremos tocar buena música.
We want to make a beautiful music.
Queremos hacer muchas cosas.
We want to do a lot of things.
Pero si la presencia de Dios.
But if the presence of God.
No está ahí.
If not there.
Nuestro esfuerzo será vano.
Our strengths are going to be gone.
Cuando tú permites que el Espíritu Santo comience a venir a su vida,
when you let the Spirit of God start to come and work in your life,
y comienzas a anhelar muy fuerte la presencia de Dios,
and you start to have a desire, a very strong desire for the presence of God,
tu vida va a cambiar.
Your life is going to change.
Lo más importante en tu ministerio.
The more important in your ministry.
Lo más importante en tu vida.
The more important things in your life.
Es la presencia de Dios.
It has to be the presence of God.
En la presencia de Dios.
Is the presence of God.
Cuando tú le das el lugar a Dios.
When you give this place, the best place to God.
Y tú entiendes lo que significa la presencia de Dios.
And you understand what the presence of God means.
La vida en Dios.
The life on God.
La intimidad en Dios.
The intimacy in God.
Su vida va a comenzar a ser transformada.
Your life is going to start to be transformed.
Porque el Espíritu de Dios.
Because the Spirit of God.
Comienza a hacerlo todo.
Is going to start to do everything.
Por eso es muy importante.
That's why it's very important.
Jeremías 33:3.
Jeremiah 33:3.
Dice, clama a mí.
Says, call to me.
Y yo te responderé.
And I will answer you.
Y te enseñaré cosas grandes y ocultas que tú no conoces.
And show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
Cuando usted entiende que el clamor es la manera de buscar a Dios.
When you understand that the cry out, your cry out is the way when you search for God, you look for God.
Y usted está mirando que Dios está ahí.
And you're looking that God is there.
Y su espíritu comienza a ser transformado.
And your spirit start to be transformed.
Por un anhelo continuo de la presencia de Dios.
For a continuously desire to be in the presence of God.
Los servicios en la iglesia van a cambiar.
The service in the church are going to be changed.
La gente va a venir.
The people are coming.
Porque hay algo sobrenatural.
Because there is something supernatural.
Y en la presencia de Dios.
And that is the presence.
En la presencia de Dios.
In the presence of God.
Escúcheme.
Listen to me, please.
Cuando yo tengo hambre.
When I have hungry.
Y voy a un restaurante.
When I am hungry, I go to a restaurant.
Yo puedo terminar todo lo que me coloquen en el plato.
I can finish anything. everything I have in my plate.
Y puede ser la comida más deliciosa.
Could be the most delicious food.
Pero lo que determinó que esa comida era deliciosa.
But what determined that that food was delicious?
Era el hambre.
Was that I am hungry.
Porque el hambre.
Because the hunger
hace que usted pueda sentir el sabor de la comida.
Make that you can feel the flavor of the food.
Cuando usted tiene hambre por la presencia de Dios.
When you are hungry for the presence of God.
Y usted está apasionado por lo que Dios quiere hacer.
And you're so passionate to see what God wants to do.
Usted puede comenzar a tener un nuevo estilo de vida.
You can start to have a new lifestyle.
Porque usted puede caminar y entender quién es Dios.
Because you can start and understand who God is.
¿Qué va a hacer Dios contigo?
What God is going to do with you.
Escúcheme, por más de 20 años.
Please listen to me.
Estamos con 25 años.
20 years ago, 25 years ago.
He servido a Dios.
I have been serving the Lord.
Con pasión.
With passion.
Pero los últimos dos años.
But the last 2 years.
Lo que más he anhelado en mi vida.
What I have been more desiring in my whole life.
Es su presencia.
Is his presence.
Es conocerle a él.
Is to know him better.
Y he visto a Dios.
I have been
hacer milagros sobrenaturales, cosas grandes. Y tal vez tú estás preguntando estos días, ¿qué necesito para que haya un cambio sobrenatural en mi ministerio? Necesitas la presencia de Dios. Necesitas la intimidad con el Espíritu Santo. Necesitas escucharle a Él para que haya revelación de Dios, para que Dios comience a hacer algo muy grande. Diga número uno, necesito oír a Dios. Necesito oír a Dios. Dígalo fuerte. Necesito oír a Dios. Todos los días. Todo el tiempo. Necesito oír al Señor. Necesito estar, aprender a estar en el secreto de Dios.
Learn how to be in God's secret place.
Diga fuerte, necesito.
Say strong,
estar en el secreto de Dios.
In the secret place of God.
Porque cuando usted está en el secreto de Dios,
because when you are in this God's secret place,
Dios va a revelar a su vida.
God is going to reveal to your life.
Lo que está sucediendo. Cuando usted está en el secreto de Dios, Dios te va a dar palabra. Dios te va a dar revelación. Dios te va a mostrar tu gloria. Cuando usted comienza a oír la voz del Espíritu y comienzas a tener intimidad con Dios, su manera de pensar va a cambiar.
Are going to change.
Tu manera de ser va a cambiar.
Your way to be is going to change.
Tu ministerio va a cambiar.
Your ministry are going to
change. Y vas a entender que no hay nada más grande.
And you're going to understand
que servir a Dios.
Bigger than to serve God.
Que servir a Dios.
To serve God.
Porque el Señor va a darte revelación.
Because God is going to give you new revelation.
Pon tus dedos en los oídos.
Please. Put your fingers in your ears.
Diga, necesito.
And say, I need.
Oír a Dios.
To listen God.
Quiero oír, quiero escuchar el susurro del Espíritu Santo.
I want to listen to his sorrow. I want to listen to his voice, to sweet voice.
El soplo del Espíritu.
His blow.
El sonido apacible del Espíritu.
The soft sound of the Spirit.
Hay hombres y mujeres que Dios trajo esta noche.
There are a lot of men and women God brought here.
Y de aquí se van a ir diferentes.
And you are going to leave this place porque, being a different man and woman.
Porque van a comenzar a tener intimidad con Dios.
Because after today you're going to start to have intimacy with God.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Dice que Ana estaba orando en el templo.
The Bible says Anna were praying in the temple.
Sus lágrimas estaban corriendo.
And her tears were running.
Había dolor en su corazón.
Because she was a heartbroken.
Porque no había podido tener un hijo.
Because she couldn't have a son.
Y estaba orando ahí.
And she was praying there.
Pero de pronto el sacerdote.
But then the priest
la vio.
Saw her.
Y le dijo, estás borracha.
And told her, you're drunk.
Vete a tu casa a pasar la borrachera.
Go to your home and be better. Get better.
¿Sabe que cuando un hombre de Dios ha descuidado la presencia de Dios?
You know when a man of God have been run away from the presence of God.
No puede entender lo que pasa.
Can't understand what is going on.
Anoche nos pasó algo tremendo, ¿verdad?
Last night we happened something very tremendous to us. Really?
El pastor colocó la dirección para ir a la iglesia.
The pastor put the address to go to the church.
Y él entró seguro y dijo, aquí es.
And he was very sure and he said, it's here. It's
yo también
here.
Entré rápido.
And I came fast too.
Y yo vi unas mujeres orando.
And I saw a woman praying.
Yo dije, wow, aquí está la presencia de Dios.
And I thought, wow, there is the presence
yo,
of God.
Yo sentí
right
en la iglesia
here.
De ustedes la presencia de Dios.
And I felt in your church the presence of God.
Porque cuando alguien camina en la dimensión de Dios.
Because when people walk in God's dimension.
Puede saber dónde hay
you can feel
presencia de Dios.
You can know where is the presence of God.
Y lloré por un momentico.
So I was praying for a moment.
Alguien me dijo como suave, espera.
Somebody told me, wait.
Espera, cuando tú estás en la presencia de Dios.
And when you are in the presence of God.
Tú no quieres esperar.
You don't want to wait.
Tú quieres entrar.
You want just to go.
Tú quieres percibir.
You want to feel that.
¿Quién es Dios?
Who is God?
Cuando la presencia de Dios venga sobre ti. Los milagros van a llegar en una manera sobrenatural. En una manera poderosa. Y usted sabe que Dios va a hacer algo. Porque conoces a Dios. Y sabes que Dios no te llamó para cosas pequeñas. Dios te llamó para cosas grandes. Y van a pasar cosas grandes en tu ministerio. Porque Dios va a hacer algo grande. Alabado sea el nombre del Señor. Porque tú fuiste llamado para algo grande. Escúchame. Dios te llamó para algo grande. Despierta ahora. No más excusas. No más excusas. Si entras a la presencia de Dios, vas a ver cosas muy grandes. Alabado sea Dios. Aleluya. Cosas grandes. Y esta mujer estaba ahí orando.
And this woman was there crying out.
El sacerdote le dijo que era una borracha.
The priest called her drunk.
Pero ella estaba en su espíritu.
But she was in her spirit.
Y ella dijo, no, Señor.
And she said, no, Lord.
No se ofendió.
She didn't get mad.
Sabía quién es la autoridad.
Because she knew the authority.
No se molestó.
She didn't get offended.
No dijo, este hombre no entiende qué es el Espíritu.
She didn't say, oh, that man, this priest don't understand
Dios,
that this is the Spirit.
Dios, solo tu sierva.
She said,
está
very humbly, this woman, this servant is crying out to the Lord.
Este hombre dice,
this man says,
haz Dios haga como tu sierva quiere.
God do how these servants want.
Cuando tú sales de la presencia de Dios,
so when you come out of the presence of God,
sales llena.
You come out fulfilled.
Sales lleno.
You came out fulfilled.
De los regalos de Dios.
Of the presence of God.
Cuando tú vienes a la presencia de Dios.
When you come to the presence of God.
Y te vas de la presencia de Dios.
And you run away from the presence
todo
of God.
Todo lo que tú has pedido a Dios.
Everything you have been asking to God.
El Señor se lo da.
In God's presence, God will give it to you.
Samuel fue concebido en la presencia de Dios.
He was made in the presence of God.
Ahí fue engendrado en el Espíritu.
He was made by the Spirit.
Yo quiero que me escuchen.
I want you to listen to me.
El Señor está engendrando algo sobrenatural en tu vida, en
the
el Espíritu.
Lord is making something supernatural in your spiritual life.
Y eso va a venir.
And that is coming.
Eso va a ser ahora.
That is now.
Cuando yo salí anoche del lugar de ustedes.
When I ran away, when I came out from your place after I left.
El Señor me dijo, diles.
God told me, tell them.
Diles.
Tell them.
Que voy a traer un cambio sobrenatural.
I'm going to bring a supernatural change.
Un cambio poderoso.
A supernatural change.
Y Dios lo va a llevar.
And God is going to bring you.
A otro nivel.
To a new different level.
Porque Dios lo visitó anoche.
Because God visited you last night.
Y porque va a venir algo muy grande.
And because something great is coming.
Y no tienen que parar.
You don't have to stop.
No tienen que parar.
Don't stop.
Porque un río de Dios
because
viene sobre ustedes.
From God is coming upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
¿Sabe que el tiempo de devocional con Dios?
You know the time when we have a devotional with
God. Y cuando usted comienza a adorar a Dios.
When you start to worship God,
en el secreto,
in the secret,
a solas con Dios,
by yourself with God,
tu vida de adoración,
your worship, your praise life,
sobre todo como pastores,
mostly we as a pastors,
va a ser tan fuerte.
It's gonna be so strong.
Que cuando usted se para en su iglesia, en el lugar que pastoreas.
That when you go to stand there in your church, in the place you are a pastor or a leader.
La gente dice, ahí hay presencia de Dios.
The people are going to say, oh, there is the presence of God.
Ahí hay presencia de Dios.
Here is the presence of God.
Porque Dios quiere que usted sea un adorador.
Because God's desire is for you to be a worshiper.
Porque usted tiene tiempo a solas con él.
Because you have been having your time alone with him.
Y puede decirle, Señor, te amo.
And you can tell him, Lord, I love you.
Señor, amo tu presencia.
Lord, I love your presence.
Amo tu gloria.
I love your glory.
Te amo a ti.
I love you, Lord.
Tú eres lo más grande para mi vida.
You are the greatest things in my life.
No es el carro, no es la casa.
It's not my home, it's not my car.
No es la esposa, no son los hijos.
It's not my wife, it's not my kids.
Es el Señor.
It's you, Lord.
Y cuando Dios ve que todo se lo está entregando a Él.
So when God sees that everything you give it to Him.
Su gloria.
His glory.
Va a venir sobre ti.
Is coming upon you.
Y tu territorio.
And your territory.
Tu tierra va a ser
your
sanada.
Land are going to be healed.
Tu casa va a ser renovada.
Your home is going to be renewed.
Dios va a traer cambios sobrenaturales.
God is going to bring supernatural
changes. Porque tú amas la gloria.
Because you love this glory.
Tú no amas al carro. Lo amas
a
él.
You don't love your car, you love God.
Tú no amas el trabajo, lo amas a él.
You don't love your job,
y cuando tú lo amas
God.
A él,
and when you love him,
tu mundo va a cambiar.
Your world is going to change.
Porque Dios te va a decir.
Because God is going to tell you.
¿Qué quieres?
What do you want?
¿Qué necesitas?
What do you need?
Dios va a estar en ti.
God is going to be
in you. Y si Dios está en ti,
and if God is in you,
van a ver milagros.
You're going to see miracles.
Van a ver señales.
You're going to see signs.
Vas a ver algo glorioso.
You're going to be glorious things.
Va a ver algo poderoso.
You're going to see powerful
things. Y los
things.
Miles
and thousands
van a venir
are coming
a tu casa
to your home
porque Dios está contigo.
God
alabado sea el nombre
you.
Del
Glory
Señor. Aleluya.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Yo quiero ser enseñado a oír la voz de Dios.
I want to be a teachable from God to hear his voice.
Escucha la voz de Dios.
Please listen to his voice.
Es posible que tenga que guardar tus agendas.
Will be possible you have to take away your schedule.
Es posible que Dios te diga lo voy a hacer de nuevo.
It's possible God tell you I'm gonna do it again.
Lo voy a hacer a mi manera.
It's possible God tell you I'm gonna do it my way.
Cuando tú le dices a Dios,
when you ask God,
hazlo de nuevo, Señor.
Do it again, Lord.
Hazlo tú, Señor.
Do it by yourself. Look, do it. You, I want you to do it, Lord.
Las cosas van a ser simples.
The things are going to be
sencillas.
Simple, very simple.
La gente gritará.
People are going to
Dios
scream.
Dios está aquí.
God is here.
Dios está aquí.
Shout out, God is here.
Y usted dice, todavía no he predicado.
And you're going to say, I don't preach
la gente
yet.
Dirá, Dios está aquí.
But the people are going to start to say, God is here.
Porque su Espíritu Santo.
Because his Spirit.
Los va a tocar.
Are going to touch them.
Y va a hablar.
And he's going to
al corazón
speak to their hearts.
De cada uno de ellos.
Of each of one of them.
Y la gente gritará.
And the people are going to shout out.
Comenzará a derramar su corazón a
they
él.
They are going to run and
dirá,
bring their heart to
Dios
him.
Dios está aquí.
To him, and they are going to say, God is here.
Y usted dice, wow, ¿qué está pasando?
And you're going to ask,
que él
wow,
está aquí.
What's happened? That is because he's
y si
here.
Dios está aquí,
and if God is here,
va a tomar el control.
He's going to take the control.
Y va a hablar
and he's
a cada hombre,
speak to each man,
a cada mujer,
to each woman,
a cada vida,
to each life.
Y te va a revelar lo que necesitas.
And he's going to reveal what you need.
Necesito.
I need.
Necesito.
I need.
Oír a Dios.
To listen to God.
Dilo fuerte, necesito.
Say it strong. I need to listen to God.
Y necesito responder a Dios.
And I need to respond to God.
¿Qué quieres hacer, Dios?
God, what do you want to do it?
Comenzar a ejercer el llamado. Para comenzar a ejercer el llamado.
To start to work in his calling.
Necesito su presencia.
The first thing I need is his presence.
Tenemos muchas excusas.
We have a lot of excuses.
Tenemos diferentes excusas.
We have different excuses.
¿Sabe una cosa?
You know something?
El único que se cree las excusas es usted.
The only one who believes those excuses is you.
Cuando la presencia de Dios está,
because when the presence of God is there,
Dios no puede ser engañado.
God can't be engañado. Tricked.
Dios no puede ser engañado.
God can be tricked.
Y Dios inmediatamente habla a su espíritu.
And immediately God speaks to your spirit.
La presencia de Dios.
So the presence of God
comienza a hacer cambios poderosos.
Start to do powerful changes.
Amen.
Amen.
Tengo que provocar un estruendo.
We have to start shaking.
Un estruendo de Dios.
A shaking of God.
Cuando usted provoca un estruendo de Dios,
when you make God start to shake,
es muy poderoso.
That is so powerful.
Amén.
Amen.
Usted puede ver en un estadio que está lleno de miles de personas.
You can see an stadium that is fulfilled of thousands, millions of people.
Pero cuando hay un gol,
but when there is a goal,
hay un estruendo poderoso.
There is like a shaking in the stadium.
Usted puede estar en el silencio de Dios.
You can be in the silent place of
God. Pero cuando Dios quiere hacer algo,
but when God wants to do something,
habrá un estruendo poderoso de Dios.
He's going to start to shaking.
Porque tú vas a provocar.
Because you are going to provoke.
Que los cielos,
that the heavens,
se muevan.
Move.
Se muevan.
Move.
Se muevan.
Move.
Y va a venir gente del norte.
And many people from the north.
Del oriente.
The east.
Del occidente.
The west.
De diferentes lugares.
From different ways.
Y se preguntará cómo vino.
And you're going to ask how you came here.
Y ellos dirán. Ellos dirán.
And they are going to say,
el Espíritu me movió.
The Spirit of God moved me.
Hay que movernos otra vez al Espíritu.
We have to move again to the first, to the Spirit.
El Espíritu nos conectó.
The Holy Spirit connect us.
Lo que Dios está haciendo este tiempo,
what
es una
God
conexión
is doing
del Espíritu.
Time is a connection of the Spirit.
Para que usted vaya a otro lugar.
So you can go to another place.
Para que usted se mueva.
So you can move.
David fue movido en el Espíritu.
David had been moved by the Spirit.
Él estaba en su casa.
He was in his home.
Pero alguien dijo, yo conozco a un hombre que puede tocar el arpa.
But somebody said, I know a guy who can play the harp.
Y cuando él toca el arpa,
and when he started to play the harp,
viene la presencia de Dios.
The presence of God came so strong.
Él solo tocó.
He just played.
Y la presencia de Dios llenaba el lugar.
And the presence of God started to fulfill the place.
Y Saúl tenía paz.
And Saul had peace.
La llenura de la presencia de Dios.
The fulfillment of the presence of God.
Hace que los que están a tu lado.
May that those who are around you.
Estén tranquilos.
Be in peace.
Porque ellos.
Because them.
Saben que tú tienes a Dios.
Know that you have God.
Y pueden decir.
And they can tell.
Podemos estar tranquilos.
We can be in peace.
Podemos estar quietos.
We can be, you know, we can be relaxed.
Porque Dios está con él.
Because God is with him.
Porque Dios está con ella.
Because God is with her.
Y yo sé.
And I know.
Que si estoy al lado de él.
That I am around you.
Estoy tranquilo.
I am in peace.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. No te preocupes.
Dios lo va a hacer.
God is going to do it.
Amen. Dile, don't worry.
Tell them, don't worry.
Dios lo va a hacer.
God is going to do it.
Dile al que está a tu lado.
Tell the one who is next to you.
Don't worry.
No te preocupes.
Dios lo va a hacer.
God is going to do it.
No te preocupes.
Don't worry.
El Señor.
The Lord.
Te va a hablar.
Is going to speak to you.
No te preocupes.
Don't worry.
El Señor.
The Lord.
Te va a llenar de su Espíritu.
Is going to fulfill you with His Spirit.
Y cuando Dios te llene de su Espíritu.
And when God fulfill you
serás,
of His
serás
Spirit.
Serás movido a otra dimensión.
You are going to be moved to a different dimension.
Llénate del Espíritu Santo.
Be fulfilled of the Holy Spirit.
Llénate de la presencia de Dios.
Be fulfilled of His presence.
Dios te va a mover.
God is going to move you.
Dios va a usar a alguien para que te muevas.
He's going to use somebody to make you shake.
Para que vayas a otro nivel.
To move you to go to a different level.
Escúchame.
Listen to me.
David estaba en su casa.
David was in his home.
Sus hermanos se habían ido a la guerra.
His brothers have gone to the war. War?
Isaí, el padre no sabía que los otros hermanos estaban en problemas.
So his father didn't know his other brothers were in problems.
Y el padre le dice.
His father told him.
Llévale comida a sus hermanos.
Bring food to his brothers.
La obediencia
The obedience
te va a llevar a otro nivel.
Is the thing that is going to take you to a new different level.
Él llevó su comida.
So he took the food
para sus hermanos,
for his brothers.
Pero David conocía lo que era la presencia de Dios.
But David knew what the presence of God
cuando él,
was.
Cuando él llega al lugar,
so when he arrived to the place,
él pudo sentir cómo el pueblo tenía temor.
He can feel in his spirit how the people were afraid.
Había un temor, había un miedo espantoso.
There was like a fear there, like a tremendous fear.
La gente estaba temblando.
The people were shaking.
Un gigante se estaba levantando.
A giant were stand up.
Y decía, deme un hombre.
And he said, give me a man
que pelee conmigo.
Who fight with against me.
Nadie quería.
Nobody wanted.
Cuando David llega lleno de la presencia de Dios.
So when David came fulfilled of the presence of God.
Era un muchacho.
He was a little kid.
Dice, ¿quiénes son esos? ¿Quién es ese hombre atrevido? ¿Quién es ese incircunciso? Que se atreve a desafiar a los escuadrones del Dios viviente.
And he said, who is that man who is able to desafiar?
To
yes, amen.
Amen.
You got it. Amen.
Yeah, está listo.
Are you ready? You are ready. You are ready.
Yeah. ¿Quién es?
Who is him?
Cállate.
Shut up. Shut up.
Cállate.
Shut up.
Te pueden matar.
They can kill you.
Pueden acabar contigo.
They can literally kill you.
Nosotros estamos listos para correr.
We are ready to run away.
Y él dijo, yo voy.
But he said, no, I'm going.
Yo voy.
I'm going.
Yo voy.
I'm going.
Yo puedo.
I can do
dígalo
it.
Hoy, dígalo esta noche.
I want you to say tonight.
Yo voy.
I'm going.
Yo voy.
I'm going.
A ver, mueve. Yo voy.
I'm going.
Yo puedo.
I can do
diga,
it.
Esta noche.
Tonight.
Es la noche de mi victoria. Alabado sea Dios.
Of my victory. Glory to
esta
God.
Noche.
Tonight,
el Espíritu de Jehová, el Señor.
The Spirit of God,
está
the Lord,
sobre mí.
Is upon me.
Esta noche.
Tonight,
yo voy a entender.
I'm going to understand
que Dios
that God
me va a dar la victoria.
Is going to give me the victory
para derrotar al gigante.
To destroy that giant.
Yes. No se oye.
Yes. I can hear you.
Dilo ahora.
Say again.
Dilo ahora esta noche.
Say now tonight.
Tú vas a derrotar.
You are going to destroy
los gigantes.
The giants
que no te dejan avanzar.
That don't let you go forward.
Un hombre de Dios.
A man of God today
me dijo,
told me,
no puedo ir a predicar al mundo.
I can't go to preach to the world.
Porque mi esposa está enferma.
Because my wife is sick.
Y es muy difícil.
And that is so hard.
¿Usted me entiende?
Do you understand me?
Yo le dije no.
And I said not.
No más excusas.
No more excuses.
No más excusas.
No more excuses.
No más excusas para ir a predicar al mundo.
No excuses to go to preach to the world.
No más excusas para hacer misiones.
No more excuses to do missions.
El pastor me entiende.
The pastor don't understand me.
El apóstol me entiende.
The apostle understand me.
Él me cree.
He believe me.
Tal vez.
Maybe.
Pero Dios no.
But God doesn't.
Porque Dios te dice hoy.
Because God wants to tell you today.
Levántate en el nombre de Jesús.
Raise up in the name of Jesus.
Y derrota al gigante.
And destroy that giant.
¿Cómo te llamas?
What is your name? Yes, your
Steven.
Name.
Steven. ¿No te molestas si te digo algo?
Do you get mad of me if I tell you something?
No.
Are you sure? No.
Dios te da tremendos proyectos.
God has been giving you like tremendous projects.
Tremendas revelaciones.
Tremendous revelation.
Pero las excusas.
But the excuses
al Espíritu de Dios,
that you have making stop the Spirit of God.
Porque Dios quiere hacer cosas tremendas
because
contigo.
He wants to do greatest things, tremendous things with you.
Y Dios te lleva llamando 10 años.
God has been calling you for 10 years
para que avances,
to go forward
y veas la victoria.
So you can see the victory.
Diga, las excusas.
Say, the excuses
hacen que la presencia de Dios
make the presence of God
no fluya.
Don't be fluent.
Conquistar nuestro territorio que Él nos ha entregado. Debemos conquistar nuestro territorio. Con la presencia de Dios vamos a conquistar el territorio que Él nos ha entregado.
With the presence of God, we are to conquer the territory He has given to us.
¿Tú tienes esposo?
Do you have a husband?
¿Por qué?
Porque vas a hablar perfectamente español.
Because you're going to speak like perfectly Spanish.
Dios te está llamando.
God is calling you.
7 años.
For 7 years.
Dios quiere moverte.
He wants to move you.
A un país en Latinoamérica.
To a country in Latin America.
Pero tú tienes muchas excusas.
But you have a lot of excuses.
Las vas a derrotar esta noche.
You're going to destroy them tonight.
Yo no quiero hacer sentir a alguien malo.
I don't want to anyone feel bad about it.
Yo no he venido a confrontarte.
I haven't come to confront you.
Es culpa de tu pastor.
That's his fault. But the pastor's fault.
El Señor me dijo, ve a Estados Unidos.
God told me, go to United States.
Yo no vengo con dinero.
I don't have with money.
Tú no necesitas dinero para ir.
You don't need money to go.
Tú necesitas presencia de Dios.
The only thing you need is the presence of God.
Tú necesitas fe.
You need faith.
Tú necesitas creer.
You need to believe.
Y si tú te mueves,
and if you move,
Dios lo hace.
God is going to do it.
Dios lo hace.
God is going to do it. God do it.
Solo créele a Dios.
Just believe to God.
Conquista tu territorio.
Conquer your territory.
Diga, este es mi territorio.
Say, this is my territory.
Esta es mi tierra.
This is my land.
Este es el lugar que Dios me dio.
This is the place God gave me.
El Señor me dijo que les dijera.
God told me to tell you.
Que estos días.
These days.
Les van a entregar un lugar.
You're going to have a new place.
Y no van a pagar nada.
And you're not going to pay anything.
Porque ya ustedes pagaron.
Because you have been paying for.
El Señor pagó.
God paid already.
Y Dios lo va a sorprender.
And God is going to surprise you.
Solo es fe.
Just is to have faith. Have faith. Just faith.
It's a new seed going.
No sé qué dijo, pero amén.
I don't know what he said, but amen.
That is a new seed to call in.
Que es una nueva semilla que debemos de clamar, llamar.
Amen.
Amen. Está en el boletín. No, ellos lo sacaron. Please keep praying until something happens regarding a building for SHCF the Apostolic Center and the 100 couples, we need a breakthrough. Dice, por favor, manténganse orando para un nuevo lugar para la iglesia, para que haya un rompimiento.
¿Se lo van a entregar?
They are going to give it to you. You are going to have it. Amen. I got you.
Amen.
Amen.
Él nos ha entregado este territorio. Marca tu territorio con tu visión.
He has been given to you this territory. This territory, so you have to mark your territory with your eyes. With your eyes.
El lugar que ustedes tienen es propio.
The place you have is your own. You own the place.
Ahora marca tu territorio.
Now you have to mark your territory.
Porque vas a derribar ese lugar.
Because you are going to destroy that place.
Alguien va a venir a construir un lugar nuevo.
Because somebody is going to come to do a deconstruction of a new place.
Amen.
Amen. ¿Dónde están ahorita? ¿Van a hacer la construcción?
Nueva.
New, a new construction.
Diga lo viejo.
Say the old. The old.
Lo viejo.
The old.
Se va.
Is gone.
Dios trae.
God bring.
Un tiempo nuevo.
A new time.
Dios lo va a hacer de
God
nuevo.
God is going to do it again.
Dios lo va a hacer de nuevo.
He's going to do it again.
Así lo hizo Dios con el pastor.
That happened, that God did with my pastor.
Nuevo.
New.
Y alguien pagó.
And somebody paid for it.
That's right.
Alguien va a pagar por ti.
Somebody is going to pay for you.
Dile, alguien va a pagar por ti.
Say the one who is beside you, somebody is going to pay for you.
Dile, diga, alguien está trabajando para mí.
Say, somebody's working for me.
Amen. Hay gente que está trabajando para mí.
There is people that are working for me.
Porque Dios lo va a hacer de nuevo.
Because God is going to do it again.
Como al principio.
As the beginning.
Amén.
Amen.
Dios es especialista en hacer cosas nuevas.
God is an specialist in make new things.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yo tengo que marcar mi territorio.
I have to mark my territory.
Con mi visión.
With my vision.
Dios dijo a Abraham, todo esto será tu territorio.
God told Abraham, all of this is going to be your territory. So when you go to your church, to the place you have,
comienza a ver el proyecto de Dios.
Start to see the project of God.
Comienza a ver a Dios haciéndolo.
Start to see God doing it.
Es posible que la gente te diga, estás loco.
Will be possible. It is possible that people start to tell you, you're crazy, man.
Dile, tal vez.
And tell them, yeah,
pero
maybe.
Pero tú lo vas a ver.
But you are going to see it.
Tú lo vas a ver.
You're going to see it.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque la presencia de Dios está en mí.
Because the presence of God is in me.
Y Él va a hacer cosas tremendas.
And He is going to do the greatest things.
Él va a hacer maravillas.
He's going to do wonders.
Dios va a hacer maravillas.
God is doing wonders.
Dios va a hacer maravillas.
God is doing wonders.
Dios va a hacer maravillas.
God is going to do wonderful
things. Dígalo fuerte, repítalo.
Repeat.
Dios va a hacer maravillas.
God is going to
tremendos.
Do wonders.
Tremendo.
Tremendous things.
Tremendo.
Tremendous.
Diga, Dios va a hacer maravillas.
Say, God is going to do wonders.
Mañana Dios va a hacer maravillas.
Tomorrow,
mañana Dios va a hacer maravillas.
Tomorrow God is going to do wonders.
Aleluya.
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 Aquí está la presencia de Dios.
Here is the presence of
marca
God.
Marca tu territorio.
Mark your territory.
Open your eyes. Yes. Abre tus ojos.
Open mission.
La presencia de Dios.
Because the presence of God.
El Señor me dio una palabra cuando entré aquí.
God gave me a word when I came to this
El Señor
church.
Me dijo, diles,
God told me, tell them that angels
van a subir y van a bajar.
Are going to go up and coming down.
Angels van a venir a tu casa.
Are coming to your homes.
Ángeles van a venir a tu familia.
Angels are coming to your family.
Ángeles van a venir a tu casa.
Angels are coming to your homes.
Dios lo va a hacer de nuevo.
Because God is going to do
Viene
it again. Something supernatural is coming. Something powerful
Viene
is coming.
Tremendo.
Something tremendous is coming. Because God is going to do it.
Alaba a Dios.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Aleluya.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Tú eres el profeta de Dios para este tiempo.
You are the prophet of God for this time.
David dijo.
David said,
Yo voy.
I'm going
a derrotar ese gigante.
To destroy that giant.
Yo puedo derrotar ese gigante.
I can destroy that giant.
Dijo, ¿cuál es el premio?
And he asked, what is the reward?
¿Qué le van a dar al que derrota ese gigante?
What is the thing that
Yo
is going
puedo.
To have the one who destroyed that giant? Because I can't do it.
Tome una decisión.
Take a decision.
Derrota ese gigante.
Destroy that giant in the name of Jesus.
Destrúyelo ahora
Destroy
en
it
Jesus.
Right now in the name
ahora
of Jesus. Right now in the name
de
of Jesus.
De
giant of doubt.
Hallelujah. Gigante de temor.
Giant of fear.
Levántese.
Raise up. Raise up
Diga, yo soy el hombre de Dios.
And said, I am the man of God.
Yo soy la mujer de Dios.
I am the woman of God.
Yo soy el profeta de Dios.
I am the prophet of God.
Aleluya.
Shut up.
Usted debe entender cuando hay un profeta de Dios.
You have to understand when there is a prophet of God. You know something?
Saul estaba caminando.
Saul was, he was walking.
Estaba buscando las asnas de su padre.
He was looking for his, the donkeys of his father.
Estaba caminando.
He was walking.
Yo creo que estaba cansado.
I believe he was tired.
Y el criado le dijo,
and his servant told him,
cerca de aquí está el profeta.
Nearby here there is a prophet.
Vamos donde el profeta.
Let's go to the prophet.
Y él dijo, No, no podemos ir.
And he said, no, we can't do it.
No tenemos nada para llevar.
We don't have anything to bring for him, a gift.
Y el criado se hizo famoso.
And the servant was famous.
Dijo, yo tengo algo para llevar al
and
profeta.
He said, I have something to give to the prophet.
Y esa ofrenda de ese criado,
and that offering of this servant
tenía la unción de un rey.
Have the anointing of the king. Because make a change.
Él sabía.
He knew.
Él entendió.
He understood
que había un profeta de Dios.
That there was a prophet of God.
Si no me presentaré al profeta con las manos vacías.
The Bible said, I'm not going to the prophet with my empty hands.
Provoca el milagro de Dios.
You have to make that miracle happen to start. No? Say, I'm going to provoke this miracle of God. My territory is going to change. Say, this is a word of God. The presence of God is coming so strong. And you know that David ran. And he ran and he told anybody, I can destroy this giant. Do you know what is the word for tonight? If you have the presence of God, speak. Speak.
Amen. Declare.
Declare.
No se quede callado.
Don't be quiet.
El milagro va a venir.
Because the miracle is coming.
Tú eres el profeta de Dios.
Because you are the prophet of God.
Profetiza sobre tu
Prophesy
tierra.
Upon your land.
Escúchame.
Over your land.
Va a venir un avivamiento sobrenatural sobre este territorio. revival.
Listen to me. There is a greatest revival coming upon this territory. Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Muchos han profetizado que viene algo grande para esta área.
Many people have been prophesied that something big, a revival comes for this area.
Cuando yo te estaba escuchando lo que Dios hizo hace años,
when I was listening to you what God did years ago,
el Señor me dijo,
God told me,
dile,
tell him,
todavía la obra está inconclusa.
Now my work, my job is not done yet.
Profetiza.
Start to prophesy.
Termina.
Finish.
Lo que Dios empezó.
What God start.
It's
not finished yet.
Dios va a traer algo extraordinario.
God is going to bring something extraordinary, wonderful for in this territory.
Dios va a traer algo extraordinario sobre Rochester.
God is going to bring something powerful in Rochester.
Anoche lo percibí.
Last night I felt that.
En mi espíritu.
In my spirit.
Porque ustedes han estado orando.
While you have been praying, you have been praying for something extraordinary.
Va a haber una visitación extraordinaria de Dios.
It's going to be a great visitation of God.
Sobre su territorio.
In your territory.
Y la presencia de Dios.
And the presence of God
is
going to impact the area.
La presencia de Dios.
The presence of God in your church is going to impact the territory. The presence of God in your church is going to impact the area. The presence of God in your territory is going to impact the area. The presence of God in your territory is going to impact your life. The presence of God in your home. The presence of God in your family is going to impact the territory, and God is going to do something supernatural. Say amen.
Hallelujah.
Shut up, mama.
La mesa está servida.
The table is ready.
Disfruta de su presencia.
Enjoy of his presence.
Diga fuerte, la mesa está.
Say it strong. The table is ready.
Disfruta de su presencia.
Enjoy his presence.
El pastor Emilio nos llevó a comer ahora.
Pastor Emilio just brought me to eat something before we came here.
La comida estaba muy rica.
And the food was so good.
Y yo dije, una porción más.
And I asked, one portion more, please.
El hombre dijo, cuesta.
And the man said, that half, you know, is extra.
I don't care.
And he said, I don't care.
No importa.
Don't worry, it doesn't matter.
La mesa está servida.
Because the table is ready.
Cuesta.
Yeah, that half a cost. It's more looking, more search for God, more passion for God, more passion for His presence, more passion for God. But I don't care. No me importa, I need His presence. I need His presence. I need of Him. Say it strong. You, God. I need your presence. Can you stand or start to cry out, asking God, I need your presence. If your presence is not going with me, I don't want to go. But if your presence is with me, that giant is destroyed. Say, that giant is destroyed. Is destroyed. Is destroyed. Because today, God is giving me the victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Standard. God.
Diga esta noche.
Say tonight.
El Señor me da la victoria.
God is giving me the victory.
Esta noche.
Tonight.
Su presencia.
His presence.
Está aquí.
Is here.
Está aquí.
Is here.
Su presencia.
I love His presence. I love His presence. I love His glory. I love Him so much. I came to see what God is going to do with me. Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord for a moment. Start to praise Him. Raise up your voice. I don't know how long you're going to be in the temple, in the floor, crying out. Crying out, telling God, Lord, I just love your presence. Lord, I just love you. Lord, the best that can happen to me was that you called me. And I want to be preaching and preaching and preaching.
Aquí está la gloria de Dios.
Here is the glory of God. Here is the presence of God. And God today is restoring ministries. God is restoring lives. God is restoring families. God is raising you up. He's fulfilling you of His presence. Miracles is happening now. Big things are happening now. You are going to love the altar. You are going to love His presence. You are going to run to the temple. And you're going to say as David. And you're going to say as David is better, is more beautiful to be one day in your home than 1,000 away from you. And the glory of God is going to make miracles happen. Miracles are going to happen. Hallelujah. Because His presence is here. You're not going to be the same. You're not going to be the same. Shut up. You're not going to be the same anymore. You don't need to be a copy of anyone. I have to reveal my glorious hate, say the Lord. I'm going to do greatest things with you. I'm going to visit you, says the Lord. In the mornings and early morning, I'm going to call you because I want to talk to you. I want to reveal to you my glory because I haven't done with you yet, says the Lord. I have more for you. I have more for you. I want to do greatest things with you. Something very special with you. I'm going to move you to a new level of glory. I'm going to move you to a supernatural thing. I'm going to do greatest things with you, says the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something great is happening right here. Raise up and worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. What did He have? What do you have? ¿Qué tiene qué? Oh, what do you have? Something in your body, like a sickness or something? Tu espalda. Come here, please.
Oh, gloria a Dios. milagro de Dios.
A miracle of God.
En su espalda.
In his back. A creative miracle of God in the name of Jesus, and his back is being restored, is restored, his back is restored, and there is a miracle of God. Raise up your hands, raise up your hands, raise up your hands. I want to do what you can't do before. I want you to do what you can't do.
Do something you weren't able to do before.
¿Qué más?
More, more. Do something you can't do before. What else you can't do? Do it, do it. Do it, do it what you can't do before. Lo está haciendo, no podía hacerlo.
¿Qué más?
Something else you can't do before?
More.
Ooh.
More.
Do it more, do it more. Don't yes,
worry.
Do it. Don't worry.
Jesus, healing complete.
You are completely healed. You are completely healed. Can you run before?
Could I run?
Yes.
No.
Run, yes, run. 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 More, 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 more. Don't be afraid. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Follow me, follow me. In the name of Jesus.
Woo!
More. Do what you can do. Do it. Do it. Do it. Woo! Woo! Come here, please. Come here. Come. Come here.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Woo!
How long time ago were you sick?
My back?
Yes.
Probably 30 years.
Como 30 años.
Wow.
Wow.
Está nuevo.
You're new right now. You're new.
Mira tus manos.
Now see your hands.
Mira tus manos.
See your hands.
Tú vas a orar por muchos enfermos.
You are going to pray for a lot of sick people. And they are going to be healed.
Así de fácil.
Like this, very easy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, gracias, Padre.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
La presencia de Dios.
Say, the presence of God is going to do miracles. Somebody else have problems in your back? You? Come. Please come. In the name of Jesus, I declare a miracle of God. I declare totally healing. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing. I declare she's healed in the name of Jesus. Now do what you can do before.
Be healed.
Oh, it's more when I stand.
No, explique nada. Solo haga lo que no podía hacer.
Just do. Don't explain anything. Just do what you can't do. Or you can do everything, like run, jump. No? Yes. So, I mean, you can do that now because you're healed. So just do it. Amen. Run. Decía que no podía correr, ni saltar, ni eso. Woo! Now jump. Jump. Yeah, jump. Come on, jump. Jump. You're not going to break. You're healed.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
que ella necesita como un reemplazo de la cadera y atrás un hueso de él.
¿Tú crees que Dios lo puede hacer
ahora? Do you believe God can do it right now?
Yes.
Levante las manos.
Raise up your hands to the heaven.
Diga recibo.
And say receive.
El milagro de Dios.
The miracle of God.
Y estoy sana.
And I heal. I am healed.
Y ahora creo.
And I believe now.
Aquí está la presencia de Dios.
That here is the presence of God. And I am healing.
Ahora haga lo que no podía hacer.
Now do what you can't do before. Do what you can't do before. Caminar. Walk straight. Let's go. Walk straight. Yeah, come on. Let's go. Straight. Walk straight. Straight. Yes. Go fast. Cry of God because God healed you. Hallelujah. Bless for God. Do this. You can do this as a kid, as a little kid. Oh yeah. Now open your hands and do this. Woo! Hallelujah. What else? What else you couldn't do before? No sé, yo ya creo que estoy sana. Can you be in your knees?
Normal.
Can you do this?
No.
Yeah, you're healed. You can do it. The pain is gone. Raise up your hands. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you are totally healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Say it strong. The presence of God is making miracles. It's making miracles happen. And many people are coming to this church to see miracles of God. Who else is sick? Is somebody who needs healing tonight? Everybody's healed now. What do you have?
My ears. I've been listening to my heartbeat for a year and a half. And my knees. And I have a very bad case of Achilles tendonitis.
Sus oídos, ella está escuchándose en su corazón como ella, él dice, ella necesita sanidad en todo, pero necesita sanidad en sus riñones, necesita sanidad en sus oídos, necesita sanidad en sus rodillas. In the name of Jesus. Now.
Todo ataque del enemigo.
Every attack of the enemy.
Se va en el nombre de Jesús.
Is God in the name of Jesus.
Declaro.
And I declare her body healed for the glory of God. Every pain, every lie of the enemy is gone right now. The name of Jesus, and I declare in this prophet of God, heal her ears, her eyes, her knees, her kidneys. In the presence of God, I start to do something new, something big, something supernatural. for his stress. And you are healed right now. You are healed right now. You are healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Healed right now. In the name of Jesus. You are free. The anointing, the prophetic anointing is going to be so strong. Very powerful. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to do something you can't do it before.
I
just do it anyway.
Dice, yo lo hago sin importar, yo lo hago. What is the things you have been not able to do it? Dice, ella es la mujer maravilla. Ella es la mujer maravilla. Yeah. Yeah.
But the swelling is going down.
Mm.
Sí, el dolor se fue. Oof, glory to God. That was an attack of the enemy. But you are free right now. In the name of Jesus.
Oof.
What's your name?
Linda.
Come here, please. Do you know you have an evangelist anointing? God has been calling you to preach these times. This time.
En lugares peligrosos.
In a dangerous places.
Yeah? Yes. Y por eso el Señor te dio ese pasaje.
That's why God gave you that message.
El Espíritu del Señor,
the Spirit of God,
está sobre ti,
is upon you.
Porque te envió Jehová,
because Jehovah has sent you
a predicar,
to preach
las buenas nuevas,
the good news
de salvación,
of salvation,
a liberar gente,
to make deliverance in people.
Tú vas a liberar gente,
you're going to deliver people
en el nombre de Jesús,
in the name of Jesus. That they are very hard, they are dangerous, but the anointing of God is on you, and these people are going to be free, because you are not afraid, because what is in you is more powerful, in the name of Jesus, because what that is in you is more strong, is stronger.
In the
name of Jesus. Raise up your hands. You are not alone. Says the Lord. This is the year of the good goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. The Lord says, raise up. Raise up. Look at the heavens. God is going to do greatest things. God is going to visit you. All of you are part of her team. Come, please. Come and hug her. Hug her. Hug her. Raise up your hands. Raise up your hands. Oh, raise up her hands. Las manos de
ella.
In the name of Jesus. Say now. We believe that God is going to do greatest things. Say it strong. God is going to do greatest things with you. And this time is the time of the manifestation of His glory. In the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
In the name of Jesus, receive
a
powerful anointing of this Holy Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, receive, 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 receive right now. In the name of Jesus, receive. Rabba shada baba 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 baba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No, girlfriend.
Sí.
Aleluya. Oh, gloria a Dios. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Dile gracias, Señor.
Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Tú vas a escribir un libro.
You are going to write a book.
Really?
Ahora.
Now.
Comienza a escribir un libro.
Start to write a book.
Vas a hablar.
You are going to speak.
De la gloria de mi espíritu.
Of the glory of my spirit.
En ese libro.
In that book.
Vas a entrevistar a muchos pastores.
You are going to talk with a lot of pastors.
De la gloria postrera.
You are going to ask them about the post the glory posteriori glory.
Y muchos van a conocer.
And many are going to know.
A través de las historias.
Throughout those pastors' histories.
Que Dios hace de los
cielos, stories. From then, testimonies, you're going to write the testimonies, and they are going to know that what God do from the simple to the powerful.
Todo lo que tienes escrito,
everything you have been writing,
comienza a organizar,
start to organize everything you have been writing
para ese libro.
For that book.
Señor está haciendo un milagro.
God is doing a miracle.
En tu cuerpo.
Right now, in your body.
Pon las manos ahí.
Put the hands and on her.
Un milagro de Dios.
There is a miracle of God right now happening.
Diga ahora.
Say now.
¿Crees?
Now.
We believe.
We believe. I believe.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
En un milagro de Dios.
In a miracle of God.
Levántase.
Raise up.
Diga, mi cuerpo está libre.
Say, my body is free.
My body is free.
No más cansancio.
No tiredness. No tiredness.
No tiredness.
No más estrés.
No more stress.
Soy libre.
I'm free.
I'm free. Amen.
Soy libre.
I'm free.
I'm free.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now start to walk. Start to walk fast. Walk. Say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm free in the name of Jesus. Go, run, run, go. I'm free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm healed right now.
I'm healed right now.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah!
Woo! Hallelujah!
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 Van a ver muchos viajes este año.
You're going to have a lot of trips this year.
No vas a descansar.
No, you're not going to rest. No rest.
Pero hay algo muy fuerte.
But there is something very strong.
Estos días que se van a mover.
These days that are going to move.
Es una unción de milagros.
It's a powerful anointing of miracles.
Y va a venir mucha gente.
And many people are coming.
Y van a recibir milagros.
They are going to receive miracles.
Esto es un nuevo comienzo.
This is a new start.
Nuevo comienzo.
New start.
Un milagro de Dios.
A miracle of God. A miracle of God is happening right now in your body. Raise up your hands to the heaven. Receive a miracle of God. In the name of Jesus. You are going from this place. Heal. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is something you haven't used and it's very strong. It's the anointing of miracles. Everywhere you go to preach, there is going to be a powerful miracle of anointing, very strong, because you have been praying this time for a miracle anointing, and there is there already, is there already in the name of Jesus. It's going to be so powerful. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to pray for Colombia. Tomorrow, we have elections in Colombia. And the church have been praying and fighting against the enemy because there was a spirit similar to the Venezuela who wants to come to Colombia. Many wishes, they bring many wishes there. Wishes. But the Holy Spirit told me 3 weeks ago. The witches are going to be left destroyed. Because in Colombia there was a bigger spirit. Is the spirit of God. And they left destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We declare that this time is going to be so powerful. I see God is doing a reactivation in all your ministries. I see God start to do greatest things. Be in love for His glory in the name of Jesus. And I wait to see you in Colombia in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We're going to do 2 or 3 things.
Vamos a hacer 2 o 3 cosas.
Before I do, because I will get carried away when we're done. There's snacks and fellowship through those doors. But he just asked us to pray.
Como cosas para comer afuera.
Stretch your hands toward
Pero tú, Guillermo. Él nos pidió que oráramos, por favor, extiendan las manos hacia Guillermo.
Amen. Lord, we say send Michael.
Señor, nosotros decimos que hemos enviado a
the governmental angel. And your principality for Colombia. Stretch forth your mighty right arm, God. Expose, thwart, and destroy every demonically inspired plot and scheme to change Colombia's government. Lord, we say Colombia is a friend of Israel. We say because they are a friend of Israel, they are your friend.
Amen.
And therefore, no government is allowed that is not allowed in heaven. We call forth now the government of heaven into Colombia. We say to the angels of God, raise up the body of Christ in Colombia, that they will go out of their homes and out of their churches, and they will vote as Holy Spirit leads them. We call the government of heaven into the governmental seat in Colombia now. And we thank you that it is finished in Jesus' name. Don't go away. Now this morning the Lord gave me words for both of you. And you'll translate his, but you won't translate yours.
Okay.
By the way, all of the words are being transcribed and we'll send them. As long as these two don't stand too close together, the mics won't feed back.
Oh, okay.
But the Lord says, starting tonight,
pero el Señor, ha empezado algo hoy.
It's no longer about the past. It's no longer about who is my father.
No es como, ¿quién es mi padre?
For the Lord says, I've surrounded you with fathers.
Porque el Señor dice, yo te, he dado a ti padres.
Because I'm making you to be a father. Because there are fathers that need to be fathered by you.
Porque hay padres que tienen que
John,
ser,
come here.
Pastoreados por ti.
I have surrounded you with fathers.
Yo te he rodeado de padres.
Put your hands on
them.
And the wisdom of heaven
y la sabiduría de los cielos
is being released
ha sido revelada
to your heart.
A tu corazón.
And the wisdom of heaven is not just for your generation.
Y la sabiduría de los cielos no es solamente para tu generación.
But the wisdom of heaven is for the three generations
pero
after
la
you.
Sabiduría Amen. De los cielos es para tres generaciones.
And I am going to show you how to father fathers who will father fathers. And the stories of the past will be the history of how I've moved upon you. To have a heart that is like mine. I have broken your heart with the things that have broken my heart. And you have humbled yourself before my throne to allow me to move through you, to touch even the little ones that no one wanted to father. Tonight I am expanding not only your vision but your heart.
Esta noche yo estoy expandiendo no solamente tu visión, sino también tu corazón.
To see as I see.
Para ver como yo veo.
And know, even though you do the work of an evangelist,
y no importando si tú hagas el trabajo del evangelista,
you wear the mantle of an apostle.
Tú tienes he puesto el manto de un apóstol.
Amen.
Even as Timothy did.
Así como Timoteo.
And I will cause you to father generations.
Yo te he llamado para ser el padre de generaciones.
And use you to mantle young fathers.
Para que tú mentores padres jóvenes.
So that they can release my anointing into a generation
para
that has not known a father.
Llevarme unción a una revelación, a una nueva generación que no ha sido tenido la revelación como un padre.
Know that I am not only enlarging your vision and I'm not only enlarging your heart.
Sepa que yo no solamente estoy ensanchando tu visión ni tu corazón.
I am giving you the nations.
Te estoy dando las naciones.
So that you will father those who will father nations.
Tú puedas ser el padre de estos que son padres en las naciones.
And the things that looked like they were giants on your path.
Y en las cosas que se veían como fueron gigantes en tu pasado.
I'm going to show you my strategy to make them your sustenance.
Yo te voy a mostrar mi estrategia para que tú hagas que ellos ya no existan, como las destruyas.
So that they will become my provision in your hand.
Para que se conviertan en mi provisión para tu mano.
To feed the generations.
Para llenar las generaciones.
Okay, Mildred, stretch your hands out. The Lord says, you're not just a preacher. But I've given you the mantle of an evangelist. You are not a pastor. And you will not take the mantle of a pastor. For I have called you to go to places where the word that I have birthed in your heart will burn with an unquenchable fire. And it will come out with a roar that will destroy the darkness that has held back people groups, nations, and generations. But it will come out with the gentleness of the love of the Lamb of God that will win the heart of a generation. Yes, know that even as you received five double portions of grace, I'm giving you a double mantle of evangelistic grace. And as each time it was imparted with force, so the fire of the Lord will go forth from you with great force to destroy obstacles of darkness, but to release the compassion of my heart with wonders that will cause people to want and hear the message that I've burned in your heart. For you will raise the dead. You will see those that doctors could not make well healed by the power of my glory within you. For the things that you sought me for, I have released into you. And they are not just for you. Because every time I show you one, you will put your hands upon them and you will release the anointing of my presence and the mantle of my grace for them to run and to take my glory to the places I've called them. Know that you are not just going to be in the park and you are not just going to be in the public place, but you are going to be in places where there are tens of thousands that are gathered. And you won't care what is going on, but you will hear me speak. In the midst of the roar of the crowd, you will go to the one that I show you. And that one will be set free so demonstratively that it will cause the 10,000 to fall on their face before me. There are extraordinary signs and wonders coming through you. Do not think that the mantle of mankind and the ways of the world are what you need, but I am giving you something that goes beyond what humankind has thought of before. For I am doing a new thing as I write the continuing chapters of the book of Acts. And your name will be recorded as one who did exploits in the name of her God. I see you being transported someplace, picked up by the Spirit of God and moved to another place. The Lord says, there is nothing too difficult for me. I can do the things that I told you in your secret place if you will allow me to take you where I want you to go in the public place. No, tonight you are getting the mantle of an evangelist so that you will learn how to use that mantle to equip other evangelists to do signs and wonders and miracles. And then when I tell them, as when I tell you, to speak my word, to explain what I just did. And your message will be with such a fresh fire every time you come from my throne room. I will cause you to be one who burns the chaff. I will cause you to be one who stirs up the dross. And I will cause my word that comes through your lips. Tonight he even says the coal of heaven is upon your lips. To remove the dross that has hidden the righteousness of those to whom I send you. And you will see my glory rise on them, and you will call forth my glory, and you will see them honor me as the Lord of glory. Amen. We love you all. Thank you for visiting with us. If you haven't signed up for Passover, they fill up fast. Sign up. Please stay in fellowship. Next week, right? Next week. Lord, we say your sons and daughters have divine appointments this week. We send them to your appointment. It was not an accident that we ended up at your church last night. It was God's positioning system. Lord, we send them to the place where you have opportunity to be glorified through the gifts you've placed within our brothers and sisters. Honor the Lord and release his love. I love you all. Have a blessed week.